Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp.
The next section of halacha that we're going to be covering is Siman Mem Gimel, the 43rd chapter in the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch, which discusses the laws of the brachos made during the meal. The basic underpinning idea over here is that when a person eats food that is during a meal, which is started with the Birkas HaMotzi and ends with the Birkas HaMazon, so we're eating a bread meal, any of the other things they want to eat, which even if they have a separate bracha to Birkas HaMotzi, are covered and do not need a bracha rishona, a blessing before, or a bracha achrona, a blessing afterwards as well. Let's jump straight in. It's a very short topic today. There are three concepts we're going to look at: food eaten during the meal, drinks during the meal, and fruit during the meal. Let's start right away. So what kind of foods are covered by the bread brachos before and after? So this means what is included is all foods that are usually eaten during the meal: meat, fish, condiments, baked goods like kugels, which are part of the meal, are all required, do not require bracha beforehand or afterwards. Do these things need to be eaten with bread to be under the bread brachas? The answer is no. Just being in the meal is sufficient. What if the food appeared unexpectedly? So a neighbor runs over and brings a kugel from next door. Is one allowed to eat that during the meal? Does one say no? One's Birkas HaMotzi did not cover that because it wasn't intended. The answer is no bracha is needed before or after, because generally speaking, when one says HaMotzi, one is thinking anything that will be in this meal, even the things that might not be planned, a person is by default open to eating. What about hors d'oeuvres? So let's say one eats between courses, one has olives or pickled vegetables between the courses. So in that case, it's considered part of the meal and needs no bracha by itself. What about cakes or pastries? So if one eats them to satiate, so let's say one has a carrot muffin as an example, which is part of the main course, then one does not need a bracha. But if it's eaten for enjoyment, let's say as a dessert, there's a doubt as to whether a mezonos dessert requires a bracha. Therefore, it's best to have kavana, to intend when saying HaMotzi, that to include the dessert cakes, not to necessitate a bracha then. This again is Judaism, is our Torah telling us to be more mindful. The Torah is trying to tell us, think about what you're doing when you're doing it. If you're beginning a meal, think about how you're going to end your meal as well. It's not just falling into life. That's what's meant to be understood over here. Concept number two is drinks during the meal. What about drinks? So drinks are included in HaMazon and Birkas HaMotzi and do not need their own bracha. The exception is wine. Why is wine different? The answer is because wine is especially important because it warrants its own bracha outside the context of the Seuda, like at Kiddush or Havdalah as well. Therefore, it requires its own bracha even though I said HaMotzi. But what if a bracha was made on the wine before the meal? Like, for instance, by Kiddush, you say, Borei Pri HaGefen before the meal. In that case, if one usually has wine during the meal, or if one has intended to drink wine during this meal, then one does not need a new bracha because the wine bracha will cover all the drinks or the wine that'll be had during that meal too. That's usually how it is for Kiddush as well. But let's say one is having a regular supper on a Tuesday night and one has guests and one wants to have wine, then one would need a Borei Pri HaGefen for that wine that is not covered by Birkas HaMotzi as well. What about liqueur? So the Ketzer says generally in Hungary, which is where he's talking, that people do not drink schnapps or during the meal, and therefore it's doubtful if it's included in the Birkas HaMotzi because it's not considered coming as part of the meal, and therefore one should put in a case of a suffix. This may depend on locale. So how can I drink my liquor if I want to have liquor during the meal? So if the general practice is not to have it during the meal, it's best to have a little bit beforehand. Say the bracha of Shach before the meal and have intention to have any of the schnapps during the meal based on that bracha, and then one should be fine. What happens if I miss that? So let's say I didn't say the bracha of Shalko beforehand and it's not a locale where people drink schnapps to the meal. So am I not allowed to drink schnapps? The answer is a good idea would be to take out a candy or gum, something which is not considered part of the meal, say Shalkol on those and include in it the liquor, and then one will be able to drink the liquor as well. What about coffee or tea before dessert? So really it should have its own bracha because it's not part of the meal. It's not coming to satiate. However, there are those who say that maybe really it does require its own bracha. And as such, the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch recommends having a candy, having some sugar to say she'akol, and intending to cover the coffee or the tea at the end of the meal, because it's not so clear that should be included in the Birkas HaMotzi and HaMazon. Now, last concept is fruit during the meal. What if there was wanted to eat fruit? So fruit is not considered boi mach masasura coming part of the meal and therefore requires a borei pri ha'etz beforehand. Does it need a bracha rishona? The answer is yes. Does it need a bracha achrona? No. The Birkas Mazon will count it as well. What happens if the fruit was there from the beginning of the meal? That still doesn't make a difference, meaning even if it was laid out on the table when I said Birkas Hamotzi, it is not considered included. What happens if I'm going to eat, all the fruit I'm going to eat during this meal is with my bread? I'm going to take a piece of bread, put the melon on it, and eat every bite like that. In that case, you would not need a bracha rishona, a first bracha either. But what happens if some of it, I'm going to have some with bread, some without bread? In that case, you enter into a case of safek, so it is best to have the first bite of fruit without the bread to necessitate a bread prayer, thereby covering all the rest of the fruit, whether eaten with bread or not as well. What if the fruit is the main part of the meal? So if the fruit is the main part of the meal, then one needs to start eating them with fruit, with the bread with fruit, and then they're quite covered for the rest of the meal, even when eating them without fruit as well. What about fruit cooked into a meal, like let's say with chicken or in a strudel or a kugel, let's say, what would be the case in that case? They're considered part of the meal, but it's always best to eat the first bite with a little bit of bread, and this way one doesn't have an issue at all. So it requires a little bit of thinking. The place where this comes up the most is when it comes to fruit-related issues or items in the meal, and or when it comes to schnapps and wine during the meal. One has to be sensitive to saying those brachas at the right time. With this, we conclude. Have a wonderful and meaningful